The father had two charms, and those days ringworm would have been prevalent. For why, I don't know, because nowadays you don't hear of it. But ringworm was a disease you picked off, supposedly took off farm animals, and it was like a running sore. And the father had a charm for curing it, and the charm passes from a man to a woman, from one and from a woman to a man, and so on. However, my father died with that charm, but the way he performed it was, well, it was funny. He used a blessed candle, and he just made the sign of the cross and muttered prayers or whatever, and the person had to come back three times to be cured. And I can always remember the occasion when one, well, middle-aged man came in, and he watched my father performing this, and he said to my father, when he was finished, "Do I have to believe in this?" And my father looked at him and said, "You can believe whatever you like, but if you come back another twice, you'll be cured." And he didn't come back for 6 months, but he eventually did come back, and he eventually was cured. As I say, ringworm is a, don't want to get into the nitty-gritty, but it's like a runny sore on your skin. And basically, as they come back, the third time they come back, it become like dandruff. It just dried and flaked off, and there was no scars left. And let's say the other charm he had was curing sprains. Sadly, my father died with those charms. He never had the opportunity to pass them on.